We're here at the AP Symposium in Ein Hod, and we're going to be speaking with, help me with your last name.
Tomasz Matuszak.
Matuszak, from Poland. When did you first realize that you were an artist?
It's a really hard question, because I never actually thought about it until now, until this question arose here. I think that I decided to be an artist when I was 19, but I was doing things and actions since I was a teenager, and I didn't consider them as art, but I thought in terms of performance, there were some art performances when I was 14 or 12. Yeah, but I never thought it would be art or anything like this. So
I have to ask you, did the girls like the fact that you were an artist?
Did my girls like it?
Yeah.
Yes, it's quite helpful in many ways.
The only reason I ask is because my son is also an artist.
Oh, okay.
So it didn't hurt.
Yeah, no, it doesn't hurt at all. It can be very, very helpful in many ways, yes. If you're an artist or filmmaker, yes, yeah.
Who would you say influenced you the most?
At this moment, I don't really feel like I have any influence. But when I was much younger and I was still studying, I think that the artists like Anthony Gormley from England or James Turrell from United States, artists who were creating their pieces of art opposite to pop art, more like holistic. I don't want to say Buddhist because it's not actually Buddhist or anything like this, but more holistic and more broad, in a broad sense. Not sending a direct message, but just creating a certain atmosphere and for the viewer. Yeah, I think these two people, not so much as their work, because I never followed the way of working, but as thinking about art, as thinking about the product of art.
Yeah. Creating more of an environment?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
What would you consider your most successful work?
My most successful work. Well, yes, I did two years ago. I did this photographic installation, which actually people will be able to see it because I brought this work with me. It's five photographs, and this was they can be shown as separate works, but they were created for a special place, to a gallery in Poland, in Lublin. And the photographs are showing the walls. There are photographs of the walls that are presented on the same walls, were presented on the same walls. And there was a little bit of, let's say, Photoshop manipulation, but not a lot. So they are pretty empty. There's some images on them. It's really hard to describe it. It's better to just see it.
Well, we'll definitely have to see it, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Find the most challenging thing about being an artist?
Pretty good questions.
I'm trying to make it interesting.
I think the most challenging thing is, for me, is probably to actually see and say something through art that nobody actually said or saw before me, which is very hard because there's nothing new under the sun, you know? But sometimes in a very subtle way you can find a way to do it. And then keep it original for yourself. Keep it honest for yourself. And this is where the value probably of art is being created. So there is always an element of novelty, of something new for me that has to be done through art. And then it gets really interesting, because if we repeat ourselves all the time, then yeah, it will be just boring, I guess.
That was coming to mind. What kind of advice would you give to a young artist who's just starting out, or she's just starting out today in the world?
Okay. Well, I would tell them to do totally different thing that I did. I would tell them to find a good gallerist, be really aggressive on the market.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. And yeah, be active and yeah, and push it forward
as far as it can go.
And I never did it.
I don't know too many who have.
Yeah, exactly.
But it sounds great.
I definitely would give advice like this. Yeah.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a human being, not an artist. It's I think art for me is just a career for other things in life. So yeah, I'm not in any way. I'm not orthodox. I don't think that art is like the most important thing in life. The most important thing in life is life itself.
Is this your first time in Israel?
I think it's probably the sixth time now, by now. Yeah.
So you're learning your way around here already.
Yeah, yes, I know, I do. This is the first time in Ein Hod, that's for sure. But I've been pretty much everywhere. Not everywhere, but main places, and been to the south. Spent some time in the Negev Desert, in Mizpe Ramon, in 1994. For a big project over there on the desert. Yeah.
What was that?
This was it was called Construction in Process. It was exhibition organized by a Polish group of artists called himself Artist Museum, and there is a branch of Artist Museum here in Tel Aviv as well, and these two organizations made this big project. It was probably 100 artists from all over the world. And they stayed there for 3 weeks, and they were creating some artworks just right on the desert. So
desert's wonderful,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It has
a
unique place.
It was quite abstract to be able to work in the desert, and the challenge is huge, because what a little artwork can mean to, you know, in the fact of, you know, this eternity, you know.
What would you say is your biggest impression about Israel?
The most impressive thing is that this country is still existing, you know.
It's a miracle, isn't it?
this is just amazing, because this is also an advice for young artists, you know, be like an Israel in a way, you know. Because it's not now it's better than it used to be, but the country was not established in a pleasant situation or pleasant surrounding, obviously, and the country had to struggle with many difficulties. And I think if you are persistent enough, then you have effects. And So this is quite impressive.
It's a very here and now place.
Sorry?
It's a very here and now place.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, which is good. I like it. Yeah. It's nothing is planned for a huge future or something like this. It's here and now and at this moment.
Yeah. It's pretty much how we live here.
Yes, yeah.
So how can people access your artwork on the net? Do you have a website that we can tell people about?
Yes, I do have a website. It's not updated since 3 years, because I didn't have time to do it, but there are some older works, and you can view it on tomaszmatuszak.art.pl, which is tomaszmatuszak.art.pl.
Thanks you so much. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
So we're with Antonio Manfredi from Italy.
So how are you today?
Hi. From Napoli.
From Napoli.
From Napoli.
That's right. And you have an art gallery there too. Isn't that right?
Yes. I'm a director of the Casoria Contemporary Art Museum. Is one big space for international arts, and is one place, is a public museum, and with a very big sculptor's park. It's okay, this is my job, but for first I am artist. This is important for me.
But what a service to be able to have a space to bring other artists in and be able to show their work. That's really wonderful.
Yes, I like this. I like this because I know many artists in the world for my job. And I try make one museum is no normal contemporary museum. I try make one museum where is other part of the money. the artists. I think not all the artists have the possibility to be in the one museum, to be in one important gallery, but many artists is very good artists, and I try make these artists in my museum.
So when did you realize that you were an artist?
I try to be always artist, and when I am with other artists, I want to be artist. But in similar time, I see what is more good, more for the museum, and I try make a big exhibition. Now I won't try make with the Italian government one exhibition in my museum, Italian and Israeli artists. Yes.
What do you consider your most successful work, your most successful art? What do you find is the most successful?
Now in the world, in the world, but now it's very difficult to speak about the what is art now, what is the artist, and what in reality in this time is the people think the good art is the art with possible selling for gallery, for the museum. Yes, this is one part of the art, but is not really this is the art, because this situation, this moment is art, and it's important that one curator make and think about this and think what is in a specific time the art of the world. In this time I think all you have all possibility: video art, photograph, installation, sculptures, and I think it's important that the artist is free. This is important in general.
If you could give advice to a young artist starting out, what would you tell them?
What I speak with one young artist, yes. If I want
to
know.
To inspire them.
Yes, about the experience, no? What I speak? For first, this is a very difficult job. Funny to be want to be artist, but I speak to be serious, very see too much art, go in the world. In all the world, because now the art is not only in New York or in London or in Berlin. It's possible in all the world. You see different artists. I think this is important for us. And not think immediately for sell work. This is important, because many young artists think, I want to sell. It's not like this. The life is difficult.
Yeah. Is this your first time in Israel?
Yes, it's the first time.
What do you think? What's your impression about so far?
I don't see too much in this time, because I was here and I want to go in Tel Aviv, in other places.
Great city.
Yes. But I know the people now in this time. And it's very... I feel good. Like, I don't know, like Italian. It's Mediterranean. I feel to be free good here with the Israeli people, yes.
Thank you so much.
So we're at a cocktail party at Ein Hod for all the artists. And behind the bar is Uri from Doña Rosa restaurant.
Tell us a little about the restaurant and where it's located.
Restaurant is an Argentinian cuisine, which is located in Ein Hod village. Like 10 miles from Haifa to the south, specialized in Argentinian food, which means basically meats on a charcoal grill, tradition dishes, pastas, seafood as well.
So tell us about the atmosphere. Beside the food I'm sure is wonderful. We get to taste some more food today?
It's up to you, because there's lots of food behind you. By interviewing me, you're missing the whole show.
I know, but I want others to know about your restaurant.
The restaurant is after my grandmom's name, which grew us up, me and my brother. She and her husband had a farm, a big large farm in Argentina. She was doing the meals and feeding the workers, and we kind of, in a traditional way, we tried to copy that and to simplify the restaurant attitude and experience to the audience, to the customers.
It sounds wonderful. So I'm going to taste some of your food.
Vestanura.
And you're from?
Nga Pristina, gjithësisht nga Kosova.
And you're an artist?
Po, jam piktore.
And what kind of art do you do?
Më shumë shkoj nga ekspresionizmi. Do të thon shpreha ime është ekspresioniste.
Is this your first time in Israel?
Po, është hera e parë.
And what do you think about, what's your impression?
Falenderoj Nehamën, e cila e boni të mundshme që të vim na këtu.
Thank you.
Faleminderit.